This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's the first bunker of 2019.
I'm so excited. I can't tell you. And you clearly are, because you can't get anything right over there. What's going on with your left hand?
Yeah, well, I've got a button issue and my hand's got all tangled up.
Do you remember when I did my 100th show and you're like, oh, it's really exciting, and then it all goes wrong. You're hold on a minute, I'm a professional. Anyway, happy new year.
We'll get there. Yeah, happy new year to everyone. Thank you for joining us here on the Business Bunker Show. Not just you, there's somebody else out there. I'm sure there's somebody else listening as well. Thank you for joining us. I want to kick off by just saying a huge thank you to the show sponsor for this week, which is My Careers Options. And I've got a message that they sent me that they asked me to read out. And it's from Daryl and Chris from My Careers Options. And they said they'd like to wish everyone the best wishes for 2019. And they want to let head teachers, deputy head teachers, heads of sixth form, governors, careers advisors, or anyone working in schools, that they are offering all schools the option of some free, no obligation assessments on careers options so they can see how their system works. And what my careers options offer is a platform for deciding young people's career options and the kind of job opportunities that would suit the skills and talents that they have.
Who bought her that?
I bought a camera.
Who bought the camera?
Anyway, it's perfect for all those students that don't know what they want to do when they leave school. And it offers 10 suggestions of careers that they may well be suited to. It'll not only help the school when it comes to the Gatsby benchmarks, but also mums, dads and students when they're thinking about the big and sometimes expensive question of what year 11, 13 do next. So if you want to find out more, you can visit the website mycareersoptions.co.uk, or in fact you can call them on 0333 043 0065. That's 0333 043 0065, or visit the website mycareersoptions.co.uk. Cool.
Has she got a silence button on there?
I don't know how to turn the silence on.
Amanda is our guest here, and she got a camera for Christmas, and she hasn't stopped taking pictures. Well,
so romantic, you two.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, isn't it, Bruce, really?
Is it romantic? Yes.
Yeah. Carry on.
Apparently, she can do 3,000 selfies.
Can she? Not quietly, though.
And I've got a new card in it. I can take 9,999 pictures.
Well, can you? Okay. A day.
In what time scale, Amanda?
Yeah, if she keeps her finger on the button very quickly.
Oh, I can do that.
You can do gifts.
Anyway, exactly. What made you buy her a camera?
Well, she asked for one.
She's really, really good at taking hints.
Yeah, she leaves pictures of cameras all over the place with big arrows pointing. Go, this is what I want for Christmas.
And that's what you call an influencer. Anyway.
Yeah, good. Anyway, did you have a nice Christmas?
I did, thank you, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a great show for you today. We've got two guests to talk to, very interesting guests, and we're also going to do a bit of masterminding later.
I love it when you do that. What? Oh, God, just because when you go, we've got very interesting guests. Like, sometimes we don't. So there's a category of guests. That's what that sounded like to me then. I'm just feeling playful.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, as you said...
We do have boring guests, is that what you're going
to
say?
As you said to me, you know, we've had some crap guests on this show, have we not? I think that's what you said, Bo, wasn't it?
No, because I never use that word.
Oh, because you mentioned...
And you can poke your finger at me.
You mentioned, like, what's his name? I'll get his name in a minute. Nice. You told me he was rubbish.
Yeah. That's so funny. I can't help it. It's funny. Anyway, what are you doing? What are you up to?
I'm playing with my phone at the moment.
Cool. What do we do?
About what?
This time of year with business. Come on, you've got millions of businesses. What do we do now?
What, at the start of the year?
And I'll tell you why I'm asking this question. Because the amount of people go, right, Brad, what are you doing this year? And I look at them, I go, well, I'm doing what I did last year. And they'll go, yeah, but what new stuff are you going to do? And I go, well, I'm going to do what I did last year because I'm being consistent in my business so that I build the brand, blah, blah, blah. And it feels boring to people to not say to them, well, I'm doing this.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from on that, and I agree. You know, just because it's January the 1st, why do you have to, you know, it's just people say that, don't they? I mean, they go, oh, you know, I'm going to set a New Year's resolution or a new goal for the new year, yada, yada, yada. They never do. They come up with something. They never deliver it, you know. No, the fact is, you if you had a business strategy in the first place, why aren't you pursuing it? The fact that the calendar changed by a day is neither here nor there.
No.
Having said that, you always do have to change, and you do have to look for new opportunities, and you do have to do new things.
But surely the date shouldn't spark
no,
that.
It's
surely
not, it's
it should be a trend in the market. You
absolutely.
Be
it's nothing
what's
to
going
do,
on.
It's nothing to do with
no.
the date. It's all about what's happening in the marketplace, what's happening with your customers, where things are going, how things are unfolding. You know, change happens, and it happens all the time. And it's our task as business people to adapt to things that are thrown at us. You know, I mean, people talk about Brexit, but Brexit's just one of a million things. You know, the government do all kinds of stupid things. And all of a sudden you're faced with something that you weren't expecting. You know, in last year we had workplace pensions, GDPR, loads of stuff suddenly thrown at us, business rate increases. We didn't plan for any of that because nobody told us it was coming. And all of a sudden they do it. And we all have to run around like headless chickens for a couple of months, adapting to what's going on just because some idiot politician decided to do X, Y, or Z.
And there he is. There he is, the beginning of January.
Yeah, exactly.
But can I just say, isn't it, it's part of it's the mindset. It's like, although, yes, okay, every month's different, every year's different, and yes, we should be carrying on with our plan, what we're doing with business, but it's like the 1st of January is that mindset to, right, okay, well, to look back, what did I did last year, and, okay, where have I got to, and this is what I need to do next year. So it is just a day, and you could do that any
That's the point.
Your mindset. Everybody has that mindset. It's a new year, fresh look. Let's see what worked well. Keep doing that. What didn't work well, change it. It's not about making it completely different to the year before.
Yeah, exactly. But you should do that every month, not just in January.
Yeah, but January is that key kickoff, right?
But there's no
refresh.
Reason. There is no reason for it to be a key kickoff.
According to you.
Because nothing happens. Well, no, because, well, in business, the tax year runs from April. So it should actually be April the 1st that you were doing it, not January the 1st.
And it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
We come to this point.
What worries me, sorry to interrupt, what worries me is that people make decisions because it's January the 1st.
Don't you point that finger at me.
And they'll make a goal or they'll make a change just because they need to think of something because it's January the 1st.
And, so maybe we should start a trend and start in the middle of the year or...
No, you should do it. Or you should do it all the time.
Yeah, you should do it all the time.
Every
month. But there is this big mindset, this big pressure that everyone goes, it's the 1st of January.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's what I think's wrong. is that, just because it's the 1st of January isn't a good reason to do what you're doing. You should be doing it on an ongoing basis. And the thing that bothers me, as I said, a lot of people will make decisions just because it's the 1st of January.
Yeah.
And they think they've got to make a decision that says, I know, I'll chuck everything out and do something different just because it's the 1st of January.
So going back to the original question then was for you and your business, are you doing anything new? Have you been pressured into feeling that you have to make adaptations and changes?
Oh, without a doubt. In my main business, we're under huge pressure. Huge pressure.
Because of this month? Because
it's January?
No,
because of strategic changes in the marketplace.
Okay.
Yeah. We have done something. We didn't intend to do it just because it's January, but we actually launched a new website. But not because it was January, but it just happened to be that's when they finished it and it was ready to go. We've also developed some new software, some artificial intelligence software to do careers analysis and stuff like that. But we're having to adapt to a very difficult marketplace. We're in a very difficult space as a business. In the UK, I'm talking about Joss and Kent. In the UK, we have, to all intents and purposes, full employment. There are currently, today, 833,000 unfilled jobs, full-time jobs in the UK. And the problem that we're facing, you'd think, as someone that charges people to advertise, that we'd be making tons of money. But we're not, because people have stopped advertising because they can't fill the jobs. And they go, do you know what? It's no point in advertising. There's no one to do them. And that's very tough for us. And then there are other issues that are affecting our marketplace. Like there are players that have entered the marketplace with incredibly deep pockets that give it away for free. And the particular player that's giving us the most grief lost $76 million last year. But they were prepared to lose that money in order to put everyone else out of business. I mean, so you have to adapt to those things, and we are paddling like mad to try and stay still at the moment, and we are trying to do novel and different things. We're just about next month, even though it's February and not January, we're about to launch a series of television adverts on Sky.
Nice.
Which has been a while in the planning. And
there's a debate to have in itself, isn't it?
Well, we've had
Why advertise on Sky?
Yeah, yeah. We've had to save up a lot of money to do it. But we're basically having... the thing we're looking for is job seekers. That's what we need. We don't need clients. We need people to want a new job. And therefore, we have to get out in the market and persuade them that they really ought to quit their job and find another one or something. Mm. So, yeah, that's where we are. Lot going on.
Interesting.
Cool. How about you?
Yeah, consistent.
Are you?
Yeah. I am. I'm really boring, just consistent. Same old, same old. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to engage with any of this.
With anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't ring me. Yeah. No, don't ring me. I don't want to know. I'm being consistent.
But do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to. It's funny. I said to Amanda just now, we were talking about it. So she went, I don't really look at it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm there with you. Mm. I'm there with you. I'm just trying to. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Good.
Yeah, it does. Good. Listen, we've got loads of tweets. We've got loads of emails. We've got loads of things to do. We've got two great guests to talk to. We've got Bruce and Amanda here that we're going to talk to as the show unfolds. But do you want to kick off? Surprise me. I don't mind whether you do a tweet or an email.
Well, my favourite people of all time, obviously, is Ethel Ray Limited. Yeah, see, you didn't think I was going to say Ethel Ray, did you?
I know what you were going to say. I've seen the other one that you got.
Your fan club have been on. Anyway. It says, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, Burden of Bike, Happy New Year. So excited to have some new events in 2019. Can we kick off with our espresso session on the 1st of Feb on risk assessment and reviewing business continuity? So this is a 2-hour with industry expert Andy Styles at Chilston Park, and that's 8:30 till 10:30 on, what was it, in the 1st of February, and that's £75 per person. There you go, Ethel Ray. Happy New Year to you, my darlings. And as always, thank you for your support.
Fantastic. It's
gone mad on Twitter today.
Yeah, we're going to Chilston Park next weekend, aren't we?
Is that romance?
This weekend, Sunday.
Is it romance or business?
Huh?
Is it romance or business?
No, neither. It's my mum's 90th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Family.
And we got a family party there.
Oh.
Yeah.
90?
90, she
is. What's the secret to her getting to 90, do you think?
I nearly said what it was, but I couldn't, not on air. In all honesty, her secret is she's still got an incredibly agile mind.
How did she keep it, though? How did she invest in it?
She does tons of puzzles, both jigsaw puzzles, Sudoku puzzles, mime puzzles, crosswords, stuff like that. But at 89, she got her first mobile phone. And at 89 and a half, she got her first email account, an iPad. And she's been going mad. Yeah. She's been sending rude jokes to all her friends.
So her ability to learn has never failed yet.
Yeah, basically.
That's the difference.
Yeah. She keeps her mind really active.
Yeah.
Really active. She's struggling a little bit with being physically active at the moment, but she tries to walk every day and stuff like that. But she's also an artist, and she paints, and she recently got herself on the cover of a magazine for a painting that she painted.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I go and see her at the weekend, and I go, what are you planning next week? She'll, well, I've got dinner out on Monday, I've got lunch out on Tuesday, coffee morning on Wednesday, art club on Thursday. She belongs to the local residents association thing called Hidara on a Friday. Yeah, man, not a very busy week this week. So, you know, she's got activities and interests.
She's got purpose.
And she's, she has.
Yeah, I love
it. You know, and bless her, she keeps going, and she's as bright as a button. She's as bright as a button.
And why shouldn't she be?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Good. So that's all that. I've had a tweet from Origin Training. And they say, Oregon Computer Training would like to wish all the team at the Business Bunker and all of Kent businesses a Happy New Year.
Nice.
So thank you for that. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. It's Origin Training. That's O-R-E-G-E-N Training. Origin Training.
The chic stylist, Julie's been on. Good morning, Business Bunker, and the fabulous New Year to you, Burden and Bike, and all your amazing guests this year. I'd love a shout out today. If you don't mind, we don't mind at all, Julie. Have a great show and a day. We will.
And we've also had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent. And she said, I would like a shout out, please, on the Business Bunker. Well, Kim, you deserve a shout out because you and your team do a fabulous job of looking after people. So that's Caring Kent. Julie, shout it out.
Excellent. Happy New Year to everyone. We do social media, it says, and that's from Brian's BBN. Is Brian doing a new thing?
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, it's kind of. He was doing his Dartford thing, but they've launched a Bromley thing, and now they're about to launch a Maidstone thing.
Yeah.
And it's called Brian's Business Networking.
I love it. I think that's brilliant. There's branding in itself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So there you go. Happy New Year to you. And that's Vanilla Web, Network Kent, The Chic Stylist, BNI Victory Kent, Carry On, Beard and a Bike. There you go.
Cool. I had a tweet from Zoe Smith, and she says, the Community Driving School would love a shout-out, please. They're helping young adults out of poverty and into employment. And she says you can find out all about them by going to their website. And the website is thecds.org.uk. Thecds.org.uk. That's Community Driving School.
Nice.
That's interesting, isn't it?
So we got an email here. We don't do networking. We waffle. We provide the fancy coffee and teas along with the freshly made warm waffles with loads of awesome toppings. All you have to do is come along and enjoy spending time waffling to the members of our amazing group. And the event is sponsored by Invicta Graphics. Now, this is Thursday, January the 17th at 4 in the afternoon till 5:30. And that's at Dragon Co-working in Rochester. If you want a book, you need to go on to Eventbrite. Just look up. So it'll be Dragon Co-working and it'll be their networking group.
Cool. I've just come across a tweet from Cars from Kent.
Have you? Where are they?
I might leave that to you to read.
No, go on, you do it.
It says, and I'm just going to read what it says. I'm not going to make it up. Oh, birdie, 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 bird, bird.
No, it does
no,
not.
No, okay, it doesn't.
What a load of nonsense.
It says, Happy New Year, Bird on a Bite and Vanilla Web. Can we please have a shout out on the Business Punker Show, please? Carsfromkent.com.
Excellent. I've just got a gift from Butterflies Events. As I like my gift. Hello. Uh-huh.
I don't want you to miss out today. I know, I'm actually in the studio, so.
I know. Why do you listen to us?
Why do I listen?
Yeah, each week.
In case I hear something interesting.
That's so
no,
funny.
She doesn't. You know why she listens? Because when I get home, she says, I heard what you said. That was a big fat lie. Mm-hmm. You made that up.
You catch him out.
Yeah. She said, that's what she does. Yeah.
This is what we have to tolerate today. Yeah.
Actually, no, what I really do is listen to see if there's any issues so I can feed it back to Paul in case there's a problem.
Oh, that is professional.
Yes. That's awesome, yeah.
Exactly. That's professional.
Exactly. Or I could say this, because I love him really much, really much. Really much. And I miss him when he's away, so I have to listen to him.
Yeah.
She could say that, but then that would be nonsense, wouldn't it?
Hey,
listen, I'm going to play a music track.
What have you done?
Well, I picked something very special today because it would be Mr. Bowie's 72nd birthday today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I thought we'd have a bit of David. Mm. What do you reckon?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go for it. Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll at a solo set. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get it.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 8th of January, our first bunker show of 2019. You got Bird?
Well, Tracy Ferguson, we love you. She was such a great supporter of us. So she's put Happy New Year, Paul and Bird. Can I have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for Learn to Love Yourself and Others at the St. George. What are you?
I'm glad that you read it out because I was just searching for it because I think it's a really interesting workshop that Tracy's doing.
Yeah, for sure. Places are limited and she's got an early bird offer and that ends on the 31st of the 1st and she's got lunch included. So let's talk about this. So, okay, do you know what? Maybe I need new glasses or something. Hold on. Can you believe I'm doing this?
What are you doing? You've got to get closer to the screen.
All right, here we go. So it says, find the love you seek by first finding love within yourself. So this is Learn to Love Yourself and Others, Saturday, the 9th of February, St. George Hotel in Chatham, 10 a.m. till 2:30, includes a light lunch and refreshments. Now, this is hosted by Tracy Ferguson and Sue Plumtree. Now, I can tell you about Sue Plumtree. She's beautiful. I love her. She was on my show ages ago. She's a love coach. Really, really interesting.
She's a what coach?
Love coach.
Is she?
Yep. What makes you happy in a relationship? Recognizing how official it is to nourish your emotional batteries. I thought I said butterflies then. Knowing.
Hold on.
Oh,
You're going to butter your what?
Not butter.
Oh.
Don't, because that just makes me want to say something really bad. And recognizing how critical it is to nourish your emotional batteries.
Nourish your batteries. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant butter your nourishes.
Understanding the impact of the way you describe yourself and helping to quieten your inner critic. So two great people.
Yeah.
Love them both.
And Tracy does fantastic workshops. And I've seen her youth-orientated workshops, and they're absolutely brilliant. And she's going to be on the show in a few weeks' time talking about something else she's got coming up soon. So that'll be good. Yeah.
Well, it's quite nice with Tracy because you've seen our journey change and grow and evolve and collaborations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet from Bugbear Marketing as well, and they say, VanillaWeb, hello, we'd love a high five, please, today on the Business Bunker Show. So there you go. Consider yourself high-fived. Yeah. You got two and a half high fives in the studio.
You guys, don't you?
Yes.
Pardon?
No. You know they can't see you.
Yes, but they can feel the energy.
Don't be silly. Who sold you that? Who's silly?
And we've had a tweet from Miss
silly
MP
Amanda
Services
Flanders.
Who says, good luck with the show today. The lineup looks great. Can't wait to hear from the guests. What are you saying, Claire? You fill up with me and Bird?
Yeah, everybody is, aren't they? Yeah. Everybody is. Cool. So here we are, Kent Business Tweet-Ups, our friendly free networking events, ideal for startups. This is from 10 till 12 at the Continental Hotel in Whitstable on Thursday, the 17th of January. So these are loads of, if I'm honest with you, they're like, oh, what are these? So this is, oi, what's this?
What's what? What's it's about a tweet-up, yeah?
Tweet-ups.
Yeah.
What's that?
They're like network meetings.
Cool. It's really difficult to read.
Yeah. Sorry, I just printed it off last thing this morning.
This is what I have to deal with, everybody.
Well, let me tell you what a tweet-up is. Because
tell us what a tweet-up is,
Well, funnily enough, when Twitter was first launched, loads of people followed each other, And in the early days, somebody came up with the idea of saying, look, we all follow each other, but none of us have ever met. Why don't those of us that follow each other in an area meet up? And tweet-ups became a thing, yeah, globally, right?
Like linked.
Like LinkedIn things, yeah. So there were tweet-ups all over the world for different people. The very first one ever was in Whitstable.
Okay, so now that gives me some foundation to go on. So these are tweet-ups, Paul. So the first one's in, is from 10 till 12 at the Continental Hotel in Whitstable.
Yep.
Then there's Thursday the 17th of January, 10 till 11:30 at Lenley's at Terrazzo Restaurant, Roper Road, Canterbury. And then Thursday the 31st of January, free parking. Love a bit of free park. We haven't talked about free parking for ages.
No, I'm trying to avoid parking as an issue. I want to tell you about this. Happy New Year to you. My January photography workshop is taking place on the 19th of January at the Coach House Studio in Farningham. And with the new year comes the opportunity of learning how to get a better portrait of yourself for your social media platforms. It's amazing value. It's only 15 quid for the workshop. And you also get the opportunity to have someone take a quality headshot portrait. What an absolute gift. If you shoot with a smartphone, I'll show you how you can stop the awful distortions of a selfie that make you look dreadful in your photos. As well as this, we'll be looking at what makes for a great portrait. You can see how the studio light works to create different effects. Slimming a chubby face. See, that's the problem. All of my selfies just make me look chubby. And I'm not. There's hardly anything of me. There's hardening of the jawline. We'll also look at how to shoot small objects too. It's similar in some ways to portrait photography. We'll look at how to light inanimate objects with simple household items so you can use your smartphone when creating photos of your product. If you're ready for your close-up, book your place today online at Bressa Photos booking page, bressaphotos.com/Saturday Morning Picture Show. And that's from Pete Bressa. So do get along. It's only 15 quid. Fantastic. Teach you how to use your camera properly.
Just pout.
Pout. Was it squinch? Something.
Squinch.
I do need to say a huge thank you to Peter as well, because I took his professional advice on acquiring a camera as a Christmas present for a certain person, and she has not been disappointed with it so far. On the grounds that we now have 22,000 photographs of absolutely everything you can possibly imagine, even a drip running off the gutter.
It's amazing where you can find something artistic that is worth taking a photo of.
Yeah. Or basically anything that you can take a photo of. Good. What you got, Bert?
Oh, I've got... I'm just reading this Leaf Hotels Group. So this is new name, same four-star service. So the Leaf Hotels Group has announced that effective Wednesday, the 2nd of January 2019, the Ramada Dover Hotel is changing its name to the Leaf Hotel Dover. Who knew? So we've got a new managing director there, stated that we are on a journey to join Intercontinental Hotel Group by 2020, and we're having exciting plans to refurbish the public areas. So it goes on, included in the changes will be alterations to the restaurant, coffee shop and lobby, giving it a modern and spacious ambiance. So Leaf Hotel Dover is part of the Leaf Hotels Group, who successfully operates the Best Western Hotel in Folkestone and the Marco Pierre Welt Steakhouse in Folkestone and then Holiday Inn. Really interesting how they do that. Collaboration.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Travel International Consulting, and they say, Happy New Year, Business Bunker. We'd love a shout out, please. Thank you. There you go. So do give them a follow. That's Travel International Consulting. And I happen to know they're a training company that helps train software packages.
Join us for LinkedIn for business workshop, and that's on the 22nd of January, and that's at the Village Hotel Maidstone, 9:30 till 12:30, and you need to go on to bestbusinessevents.co.uk. I feel awful saying about events, Amanda, I'm really sorry.
Well, we're going to talk about events any minute now.
Why can you? You're allowed to use the word events, you know.
I'm just saying, it's not
copyrighted.
Just saying. You should trademark the word copy, by the way. Could you imagine it?
I'm just going to do one more tweet, and then we're going to talk to Amanda. It's from Sue Winman, and she says, could we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? It's Sue's Community Creche. And you can follow Sue on the Twitter at Sue Winman. That's Sue, S-U-E, W-E-N-M-A-N, 6, the number 6. Sue Winman 6 is the Twitter handle, and that's Sue's Community Creche.
Cool.
So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show for the first time in absolutely ages, absolutely ages. In fact, the last time you were on, Amanda, I think we were still at Breakthrough Funding.
As a guest, yes. I have co-hosted.
I was still calling you Flanders then as well, wasn't I? Or something.
No, better now, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I got punched.
It was that discovery session that she's called Flanders, not Flanders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, welcome, Amanda.
Anyway, it's lovely to have you back on. And I wanted to get you on especially because you're doing some fantastic things this year. And I think it would be good to talk about them in more depth. Because although you do your own show on a Friday, you don't really get a chance to talk about yourself that much, apart from just announcing the things that are going on.
I never talk about myself.
No, you don't much. So, welcome. Why don't you kick off by telling the listener about you and what you do?
Okay, so for the one or two listeners that don't know who I am, I started up Butterflies Events 3.5 years ago now. I'm in my fourth year. We started off as Butterflies and Dreams Events, and we've now morphed into Butterflies Events. We focus mostly on corporate events, hospitality, seminars, exhibitions, award galas, corporate dinners, event marketing assistance, and bespoke parties. I think that's about it to cover the few. And we host a lot of our own events as well as working with clients to help them make their events more creative and imaginative and run smoothly.
Cool. So tell us about the developments from last year and how you're going on this year with your major events and what you've got planned for 2019.
Yes, well, I mean, obviously the joke in the beginning of the show about, you know, what planned for this year. Obviously, when planning events, you have to plan well in advance, and it's a big event, certainly. Mm. Although, if you speak to Gemma Fairclough-Lane, she reckons about 6 weeks is a good planning amount of time. Mm. Just a dig there, Gemma. But, yeah, I mean, you need to plan in advance. So, obviously, the events that I'm running this year, or we're running this year, I started planning middle of last year. You always have to work at least 6 months in advance, I guess, with a lot of the stuff that we do. Last year, we hosted the first ever Venues and Events Expo Southeast, which was an exhibition for the events industry, PAs, VAs, venue finders, and event organisers.
And basically, the premise behind that is to draw people out of London to a large extent.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you go to London with the events industry, as I guess with most industries, you know, there's always a focal point, which is London. Mm. And London's great. It's got some amazing venues, great suppliers.
It's blooming expensive, right?
It is expensive. It is expensive, but you get what you pay for at the end of the day. If you want to have an event in London and you want it in a good venue, then you pay for it. Mm. But they have lots of trade shows. Probably every month they have a trade show exhibition in London for the events industry, showcasing the venues and the suppliers, which is great because obviously there's so many you have to keep up to date. But after going to a couple of them, I thought, you know, they need to have something like that down in the southeast, because throughout the UK there's amazing venues and suppliers, and particularly the southeast through Kent, Surrey, and Sussex, and peeking into Essex. I'm not sure if Essex, my geography is bad, but it's south.
Well, you got East Sussex and West Sussex, and they're kind of divided by Brighton and Gatwick, basically.
Yeah. But there's so many amazing venues and quite surprisingly suppliers in the southeast. So I wanted to give them a place to showcase themselves and bring the people who organise the events, so whether it be an agency, the corporate clients themselves, venue finders, PAs and VAs often help source venues, into the exhibition, so they, you know, they can meet venues that they wouldn't necessarily have known of before, and also to introduce why the southeast is a great place to have events beyond London.
Absolutely. So you ran the first one of those last year.
Yes.
And it was a great success.
It was a great success.
As a launch one. So you're going to do it again?
Yes, we are doing it again.
And it's fairly soon, really.
Shh. It's fine. It's 5 months
away. You ought to really start work on it, you know.
Do you think?
Yeah.
9th of May at the Kent Event Centre in Devlin is the next Venues and Events Expo Southeast.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, we obviously, when you're doing an event, especially a big event, it's good to have, when you're doing the first one, it's always the hardest because you're pretty much making it up as you go along.
We've got no track record, have you? Because people will say, well, how many people came last year? And you go, well, I didn't hold it last year.
Exactly.
And they go, we'll come as visitors this year and see what it's like.
Yeah. And exactly. And that's what we had this year. I mean, I have to say big shout out and thank you to every single person who exhibited. We had 80 exhibitors last year. And you know what? They just they had faith in us. And I say us because I teamed up with, it was something that it was, I had been thinking about for a while, but I decided it was something so huge I couldn't quite do it myself. So I teamed up with the fabulous Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues, who actually only started her business in 2017. Clear Cut Venues, and she's a venue finder. She's come from the hospitality industry, so she knows the industry. And with her help, we put together the exhibition, and we, you know, we had 500 people. We had eight speakers, 14 workshops, and 80 exhibitors. And it was amazing. It was really great.
It was a great event. Yeah, it was a great event. And what have you got planned for this year?
So this year, we are obviously going bigger and better. We've already got over 20 exhibitors booked up and signed up, and we haven't even really properly started selling it yet. We've got some great speakers from the events industry. So we'll be looking at health and wellness within the events industry. As with many industries, there's a lot of stress. Events industry is an extremely stressful industry to be involved in. And there is an organisation called Eventwell, who focus particularly on health and wellness for the events industry. So we have a speaker from them coming. We're looking at sustainability. Again, it's something that's huge within the world, and the events industry have got to jump on board. The amount of waste that goes on with events is incredible. So we're looking at making it a sustainable event as possible. Plus, we're going to have talks about sustainability. We've got the fabulous team building with Bike coming back again with their team building. What they do is they make feeders or toys for wildlife animals, for gorillas, monkeys, giraffes, to help enrich their lives when they're in the reserves and the zoos. So they're doing workshops. So loads of workshops, loads of different speakers coming up. So, yeah, we're looking to make it much bigger, much better this year.
Fantastic. And remind us again, when's that happening?
So that's on the 9th of May.
Okay, and that's at the County Showground, at the Event Centre?
Kent Event Centre at Detlin, And the website for that is venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Well remembered.
I know, I've got several these days.
Cool, and there's a Twitter handle with it as well
that
you can follow.
At Venues Events Expo. We're on Instagram at Venues Events Expo and Facebook Venues Events Expo.
Fantastic. Now, not content with that, you're going to launch another one this year, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Go on then.
Now I know what I'm doing. This year's exhibition.
She's going mad now.
Well, again, with running events over the last couple of years, I've run several different events in Kent, particularly working with business owners, startups. You know, I've become very passionate about helping business owners. I've had so much help myself starting up and running my business. It's great that I can give support and guidance to other people in the same position I was in. But I was looking at what events don't happen here in the southeast. There's lots of B2Bs that happen. There's lots of networking that, you know, we're great for that. But there's another industry that doesn't have, there's lots of people in the industry within Kent and the southeast, but there's no shows or exhibitions for them. So I decided to launch the Tech Expo, which is going to be again at the Kent Event Centre in September. And that is for business owners, so they can understand what technology is out there to help them build and grow their businesses. Everything from IT support, cyber security, what's coming up new, virtual reality, AI, AR. I get confused.
VR, RI. You just
AI,
chuck some initials
all
in
of
there.
Those, yeah.
Yeah. If people go, I've never heard of that one, you go, ah, well, you should come. Yeah,
exactly.
Even though I just made it up, the XY. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're looking at having exhibitors from all of different walks of life within the technology industry. It used to be called the IT exhibitions in the old days, and it used to be information technology. These days, obviously, it's technology. But we've got some great speakers lined up. We are about to launch, but I can give a little sneak preview that our keynote speaker is from Microsoft. So they're sponsoring the event, and we've got a keynote speaker from Microsoft. We have Dale Carnegie involved. So we've got great speakers. We're going to have some workshops being run as well, and great exhibitors, so you can meet up with different industries.
It's more important than ever, because technology touches on every facet of everyone's life, both in and out of work, but especially in business. We're all dependent on technology now, and if we aren't dependent on technology, we damn well should be, because it's what, you know, makes the world go round these days. And we're going to be talking to Bruce later on in the show about his angle on that and his technical background there. But it's one of those things now that even if you work within the technical field, keeping up to date with what's going on is not easy.
No, well, that's the thing, and I think there's still, I don't know what the percentages are now, you know these better than I, but there's still a lot of people that have no digital presence whatsoever.
Do you know, I'm going to tell you the stat, and I've checked this three times, because I just don't believe it. And every time I say it, everybody goes, don't talk nonsense. But I went and checked the stat again. 76% of small businesses have no digital presence.
Okay, so define digital presence.
And that would be a website, a Facebook page, or a LinkedIn page, or a Twitter profile for their business.
But how many times do we have people come on this show specifically, say, I've just opened up my Twitter. Twitter account for you guys, because I'd never done it before. I would say 90% of people do.
I just, this morning, I got an email from a PR company asking me to promote something. And I said, yeah, fine, what's your Twitter handle? And they went, we don't do social media. What?
But it's still that thing, isn't it? Are people scared of it?
Yeah.
Do people think they don't need it? It's what it is. I think a lot of people are, I guess because there's so much, they don't understand what is best for them, because not everything is suitable for everybody.
Well, that's why something like the Tech Expo is so important, because they're going to hear from people to tell them about why it's important to do this thing. And what I suspect with social media, at least, is people hear the horror stories about trolling and all the political nonsense that goes on and the horrible stuff. And they assume that that's what they're going to get. But of course, that kind of stuff only happens within people that are involved in that. You know, if you've got a business account and you're, I don't know, a florist or whatever, people aren't going to start having a go at you about being a Nazi or whatever, unless you've particularly abused your daisies. you know, but I think that it's that kind of horror story that puts people off, I assume, you know. But that's why Tech Expo is so important, because you need to find out what's going on. And, you know, it technology doesn't stop. It's rolling like a tsunami at the moment in terms of new things that are coming out. And we've not scratched the surface of where we're going with a lot of this stuff. So,
I mean, one of the speakers, we've actually got Dale Carnegie coming in to speak. And some people might say, well, what's that got to do with technology? But this is a great idea. So Dale Carnegie are going to be presenting on how to remain human in a digital world, which I think, I guess, is something that people, they're fearful of, that they, you know, you need that personal face-to-face interaction. No matter how much great technology is out there, face-to-face still works best. Recommendations still work best. So it's great to come and to the exhibition to actually meet face-to-face with these people that can help you. If you don't know how to work Microsoft properly, if you have a problem with your OneDrive and spend 3 hours in the morning on a Monday morning trying to get
there's,
it to work.
There's ain't there.
Yeah. Bloody OneDrive. But there's, you know, there's all stuff that we don't know how to do. Oh, God. But it's stuff we don't need know how to do, but there's people out there that do. But again, how do you find the right people to work for you? It's fine. You can Google, you can search. Yep. But if you actually get to meet people face-to-face, it's really interesting. Now, I was at the Ashford International yesterday, had a meeting with the sales manager there, Lynette, and we're talking about some events that we're doing together. And she said, the thing is, it's all very well and technology is great and you need to have online presence and everything, but unless you meet with people face to face, how do you know you're going to like working with them? And meeting people face to face, you can build up instant rapport. People will book venues if they know the sales manager, because they feel more comfortable and more confident that they're going to get a better service from them. And it's the same with any industry.
Of course, if you
meet you know, an IT support person, a cybersecurity person, that you're going to feel much more comfortable that they can help you with your business or help you in that way, because you've built up a bit of rapport with them. That must never be lost. And
absolutely.
That's why exhibitions work.
And you're absolutely right.
I always am.
You are absolutely right, but it also does feed back into the online world as well. That when you don't meet people, it doesn't obviate the fact that you still need to build rapport. And the problem for me that I see mostly with social media, especially, and digital engagement, is people just throw things at you. Yeah, they aren't attempting to engage.
No.
And that first leveling for engagement is important. Just putting out adverts or buy me, or, you know, look at me, just doesn't work. You need to engage with people. You need to build rapport with them online. And then what works best is face-to-face rapport building eventually.
Yeah.
So absolutely right. Cool. So Tech Expo is happening at the Kent Events Centre in September. Have you got a date for it?
We have. It's 26th of September. And again, with this, again, something that I've learned over building my business over the years. It's funny, when you start a business, you think, oh, you know, competition, you know, you can't share anything with anybody, you can't work with anybody. And I've actually learned that collaboration is the best and biggest way to build up your business. So this year, over the last sort of last year, and then going into this year, I'm really looking and working with people that we can support each other, we can help each other. So for the Tech Expo, I've teamed up with the fabulous, the young Ben Abbott. He will always be the young Ben Abbott. See, because he looks about 12.
He's got a beard. How many 12-year-olds with a beard?
He says he has to have a beard. But also because he's in his early 20s and he's just young. He's just young. He's the young MB. It just fits him. Anyway.
I actually thought he was a different person because you labelled him the young.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that Ben Abbott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The young Ben Abbott. He's young. Anyway, Ben Abbott from Maximum Media is my business partner for the Tech Expo. So he's bringing in his tech expertness and his connections and everything. So we're working together. So it's the 26th of September at the Kent Events Centre. And again, there is already a website, which is techexpouk.com. Twitter handle is what? TechExpoUK. That's all we've got at the moment. Actually, I haven't set the others up.
But they'll do the start.
But they'll do for start.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good event. It's going to be a good event. there hasn't been a technology event in Kent for about 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
The last one that was run was really successful, but hasn't run again since. And things have moved on and changed since then as well. So I think it's something that is going to be in huge demand.
Yes.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
That'd be good.
Good. Thank you for that, Amanda. Lovely to see you.
I haven't finished yet. That's just two of the events.
No, you have. What else are you doing then?
No,
very quickly.
They're the two
you've
big
got
events.
2 minutes to wind up two the rest minutes. Of this.
Okay, well, they're the two big events. Obviously, we've got things. The other thing I did want to mention was International Women's Day.
Yep.
Us women do like to get together, and International Women's Day gives us a day to get together. And this year, I am working together with, some people won't be surprised, the Aspinall Foundation at Port Lym. I like it a bit down there. And we're running a very different International Women's Day this year. More details.
There's no women.
There's no women. Yeah, it's going to be full of men. No, there's going to be lots of things. It won't be dress up, get your posh dress on. It's going to be dress comfy because we're going to be safari and we're going to be team building. And we're going to be hearing from some inspirational speakers. So that's on the 8th of March at Port Lym. So more details coming out soon.
Fantastic. Good stuff.
Okay, I'll finish now.
Is that it? You don't want to tell us about anything
there's
loads
else? Of stuff, but
I know there is, yeah.
I can keep you busy all day.
So. Well, I just want to ask a generic question. Sorry, can I?
Yeah, go on.
Why do we need to do events as businesses? Why do you suggest, actually, Bird, you need to put an event on?
There's several different reasons that I think it's great to put on an event. I think the most, depending on the purpose of the event, but what it does, it helps enable you as to be seen as an expert in your field. But also it gets you directly in front of your target audience. People who are interested in what you do will come to your event. If they're not interested in one little bit of what you do, they won't come. If they're not interested in what you've got to offer, they won't come. But by rather than having to market yourself continuously, if you're marketing the event and there's something at that event you're interested in, then you'll come. And likewise, if you collaborate with people, so you guys, you collaborated with the fabulous Deborah Turner and Ali Harold, two events now, the Release of Brilliance, which was great because you teamed up and then you had a mixture of target audiences that suited you all. So it's really a great way of just getting you in front of the people that will be interested in what you're selling at the end, basically at the end of the day.
And there's different types of events you can do, isn't there? There's celebratory events like this year, 2019, is the 20th anniversary of Jobs in Kent, and if we had any money we'd probably stage a party, but we haven't, so we're not.
If only you knew your event organizer that could do it for
I see, I don't know anyone that's free. So, you know, celebrating something like that is always a good event. So there's loads of different reasons to do events as well, but I think the primary thing was what we were just discussing, which is this ability to talk to people and build relationships face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in a digital world. You know, so many things are now done online that it's difficult to actually meet people. Okay, there's dozens of networking things, but they tend to be the same people every time.
And what's the trick? What's the trick for getting people in the room, Amanda?
Good marketing online.
Abduction.
No, there's only two ways you can guarantee a full sellout house at an event. One, actually put on something that you know people have been saying continuously, we want to go to this type of event, so you're putting on something exactly people want to know. or by using your marketing, convincing people it is the way they need to be. You know, you need to create that FOMO. I love that saying because it works so well with events. You need to have that fear of missing out. You need to make sure that in your build up and your marketing, email marketing directly is probably still the best way to sort of get in front of people. But having that good social media is more about the buzz. People keep on seeing it. People go, oh yeah, I'll see that. I'm going to go to that. Oh, I'm going to see that. I'm going to go to that. And then eventually.
Yeah. It's from the email that they actually end up booking.
Yeah,
In my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But just by building that buzz. And it has to be a before, during and after as well. So many people, they might market it and then come to the day of the event and there's no coverage to the social media. And that drives me mad. It has to be continuous coverage. And then after the event as well. The event is one day, but all the marketing before, during and after is what helps attract people to your business or to what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's really brilliant. We're almost at that time where we're going to swap over to the newsroom. But
shouldn't I tell people, you know, how they can get hold of me if they want to?
I thought you had, but you can do that again.
I done Vexpo and I did Texpo.
Oh, I forgot you've got 4 dozen websites. Yeah, go on.
Who are you, Amanda?
I know. It's just things, you know, I don't know how the show works.
I can turn you, Michael. Oh, go on.
And then I'll just speak in Bruce's. Okay, so if you want to get hold of me for something different other than Texpo and Vexpo, it's butterfliesevents.co.uk at butterflies2019 on Twitter, Amanda Flanders on LinkedIn and Facebook, and Butterflies Events on Facebook, and Butterflies Events 1 on Instagram. I know. Just go to my website and you can find all my contacts on there.
I'm just amazed you remember that. Remember you called them Amanda
all, yeah. She made most of them up. They're all wrong. All the things she just gave you.
No,
they're not. Cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We're going to swap over to the newsroom in a minute, but I want to make a big thing about this tweet that I have here, because it's the lovely, fantastic, brilliant folks at New Appointments Group based over there at Discovery Park in Sandwich, and they've asked for a big birthday shout out for the New Appointments Group. The business is 44 years old this week. 44 years of successfully matching thousands of job seekers with Kent employers and beyond. The folks at New Appointments Group are a mainstay. They're a pillar of the business establishment in Kent. They've been going 44 years. They provide an exceptional quality service, and they are a fantastic bunch of people. And I couldn't be more pleased for them. Andrew and the team there really deserve all the accolades they get, because they're a fantastic business and a fantastic group of people. And huge congratulations on 44 years in business. Brilliant achievement. Brilliant. We got time for one more thing, Bird, if you want to do it.
I don't. I want to wait till after.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you about this then. It's the education people, and they're a specialist employment group, a part of Kent Supported Employment, and they're running a reverse job fair on the 23rd of January from 9:45 a.m. until 12 p.m. at the Ashford Business Point. That's at Kent and Victor Chamber offices at Sevington in Ashford. And basically what they have is it's a reverse job fair. So employers can go along, and each of the stands is manned by someone that has supported needs of one kind or another. Yeah, a disability or a supported need.
I wish my dad knew about this, because he could have been there.
Well, he could come along anyway, I'm sure.
We can't have a stand, though, because they're already...
Yeah, no, but if he came along, I'm sure, you know, they can do something to help. But anyway, basically, they're all going to be there, and then the employers visit each of them and hear about their skills and talents. So it's a different way of doing it. Obviously, the whole thing's free. If you want to come along, just let them know that you're coming as a business, and you can do that by emailing thomas.lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at theeducationpeople.org. That's thomas.lovell at theeducationpeople.org. 23rd of January at the Ashford Business Point. That's Kent and Victor Chamber offices at Sevington in Ashford. Kicking off at 9:45, a reverse jobs fair. Be there. It's going to be fun. But do you know, right now, we're going to join the newsroom.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
With a week to go before the vote on Theresa May's Brexit deal, there remains fears in British industry about a no-deal scenario. The Society for Motor Manufacturers and Traders said leaving the EU is the biggest reason why there's been the biggest annual fall of new car sales since the financial crisis. Keely Scanlon from the organisation said that the uncertainty isn't helping.
It's important to remember that Brexit hasn't happened yet. However, there is evidence of declines in business and consumer confidence, and this can be linked to the ongoing political uncertainty.